Dozens of state House and Senate seats in the Tampa Bay area are up for grabs on Election Day, but only a handful are truly competitive. WSF's Steve Newborn gets the inside track on three of those races with longtime political reporter William Windy March.
So we've heard enough about Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and certainly Marco Rubio, Patrick Murphy, even though that's shaping up to be competitive. Probably the big story locally is a lot of the local races that don't nearly get as much of the oxygen on the airwaves as those bigger races are competitive as well. Is that considered unusual for races at this stage of the game?
Well, Steve, at this point, one of the big stories is the comparatively small percentage of them that actually are competitive. If you look at the Tampa Bay area, going from roughly Pasco County down through Sarasota and over to Polk, you've got about 8 state Senate districts there, of which only two have any real competition. A third was competitive in the primary. And then in the House, you've got about 24 districts. And of those, only about 6 are truly competitive.
All right, let's go through some of these competitive districts. One of the more interesting ones in Hillsborough County is the Senate District 18 race. We got Democrat Bob Buesing, Republican Dana Young, and Joe Redner in there to throw in as an independent candidate. Buesing is accusing Young of not appearing in any of these candidate forums. I think as some of his ads say 6 forums she hasn't showed up. Is this on purpose as somebody who might be in the lead who just doesn't want to debate and give their opponent more notoriety?
Well, Young would deny that, but she has in fact missed a series of forums, including a League of Women Voters debate and a couple of different potential appearances at Tiger Bay forums. Joe Redner is putting up billboards accusing Dana Young of hiding, and it appears now that there will not be a candidate forum before the election that involves Dana Young.
Any predictions on which way this might swing?
Well, at this point, there's talk among insiders that a Democratic Party poll showed the Democratic candidate, Bob Buesing, losing to Young. I've been unable to confirm that or actually see that poll. She's got much better name recognition and a huge amount of money in that race. And on her behalf, the Republican Party is running negative ads that slam him really hard.
And she's had some outside help, too. I was at an event with Senator Marco Rubio with her at his side. So she's got a little help out there, right?
There is no question that her winning that Senate seat is a major priority of the state Republican Party.
South of the Bay, Senate District 23, we have State Representative Greg Stube from Sarasota. He is up against Professor Frank Alcock. Stube bested a lot of name players in the primary, including Ray Pilon, Doug Holder, Nora Patterson. Does the professor have a chance?
He might have a chance, but he's definitely got to come from behind to do this. He just doesn't have the name recognition that Greg Stube has. He's a first-time candidate. Stube is running for, I think, his 3rd or 4th term. A recent poll by St. Pete Polls showed Greg Stube up by about 9 points. Plus, Donald Trump is very popular in that district, which will help the Republican candidate, Greg Stube, against the Democrat, Frank Alcock.
In Eastern Hillsborough, House District 59, we have Ross Spano going for his 3rd term, and he's got quite the challenger in Rena Frazier. Is that expected?
The Democrats did a good job of candidate recruiting in this race. That was not necessarily expected to be one of their good chances to flip a Republican seat to Democratic. But now it's looking like it might be. There's some strong indications that they're pretty even. Rena Frazier is a good candidate to take him on.
William Windy March, longtime political analyst, thank you so much for your comments.
I'm glad to be here, Steve.
And he will be here again as WSF News brings you live coverage of the 2016 presidential election. The very latest returns from across the nation here in Florida and the Bay Area. Windy March will join our panel. Our coverage begins at 6:30 on election night next Tuesday.